What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Shining bright like a diamond. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby, huh? Come on, what's the first thing? Because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. Now, what is the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So I'm going to move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And tell you the third thing that I always tell y'all. Before I start this thing off, right? What's the third thing that I tell y'all, right? I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say you with me. Come on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on. What's up with this girl? Who is she? Her name Jay. You know, why is she giving a shout out to her haters? All right, look. Haters acknowledgement backwards, all right? That's number one, all right? Sometimes when people are in the dark, all right, they don't know how to go ahead and express their love. So they go ahead and the hate comes out. All right, look. Imagine being asleep, right? I always give this analogy. You sleep, you in there, you're tearing some sleep up. I'm talking about you like, you know, you doing all that type of sleep. You're there, you getting it in, okay? You rocking the boat is rocking you, okay? You in there doing what it is that you do, baby. Knocked out. Somebody come in, boom, hit that switch, right? You like, wait a minute, what's going on? What you turning the light on for? Or they make a noise or something? Listen, the light disturbs the darkness, all right? So sometimes God goes ahead, he puts you out there in pieces for him, right? Because you know you got the light shining bright. It's shining bright like a diamond. It's out there like me. I got some stuff that's going on with my health, right? Coming up out of this thing, all right? So God basically put me out there like, boom, share your story. Do what it is that I tell you to do. So I'm like, all right, God, you know, you've been rocking with me and I've been rocking with you and you helping me. So let me go ahead. I got to put this out there in pieces for them. So they like this. Is that my girl over there going through something? What's going on? You know, people want to know. They nosy. So they come on over, right? And they wind up getting blessed by the message. You understand what I'm saying? Like the light, my light, it disturbs their darkness because I'm shining bright like a diamond, right? And they get blessed by it. So instead of hating on them, the naysayers, the disbelievers, the people that was there, the people that wasn't there, you know, all the ones trying to see these pieces and your pieces, what you should say to your haters when they come around is, hi, haters, because they need this work too. See, listen, let me just take it one step further and explain it to you like this. See, when you're going through stuff sometimes, right, God, he's so thorough, he's so wise, he prepares a table for you, okay, in the presence of your enemies. That's what his word said. He said, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil, and your cup is going to run over. It's going to overflow. You know, blessing at the blessing at the blessing at the blessing. The table is there with everything that you need, right? They got to watch you eat. This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So when they watching you eat, all these things that God has put out there for them in pieces, they get to see this stuff. It's like more bait. And they wind up, they so intrigued by it, they get blessed by the message. So what do I say to these haters? And what are y'all supposed to say to these haters, y'all? Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And you know what else you got to do? You got to send them over to the Just a Touch of J app, okay? So you can go ahead and tell them to make that haters passion drink. Yes, baby, I got a drink out there called haters passions, because haters hate with a passion, you know? And you fix yourself one, you fix them one, you know? Say hi, haters, because they need this work too. And y'all going to be able to do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Okay, look, this is just a touch of J. I just tried to put that out there in pieces for you. All right, so look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, huh? Y'all been checking out the pieces over there. Look, mama been dropping a dime on you. You know, I'm coming up out of this thing. I've been telling y'all about what happened. You know, nobody knew what was wrong with me for a few months. I was all jacked up. They kept telling me I had this wrong, that wrong. Then my test was just amazing. But then I was going through so much, and y'all was rocking with me, praying for me and everything. They tell me to go ahead and put these mold plates in my house. So I'm like, you know, reluctant. Like, I don't know if I should do that. You know, what if something happened with these pieces that come out with this mold in there? So, chill. I remember the day that it happened. Me and my daughters, we put it all in there and everything. And then I said, you know, it's been a while. We should look at them. Nobody wanted to look at them. Then we looked at them. Oh, my God. It was so much mold on there. Oh, my gosh. And look, I left the house and I ain't been back since. But look, we had to get somebody to go in, test like the floor samples, do cultures, and test the air. Do you know that in the air they found 7 different types of mold in my air? Outside was like 27. Inside was like 800. In my bedroom was like 1700. Oh my God, just a touch of day. And the cultures in the flooring, 37,000 and some change, baby. So look, I'm going to put that all out there in pieces for you. I've been explaining to y'all, you know, what happened. You know, because somebody's out here going through this, you know. Like, I had lost all my, not all my hair, but I lost a lot of hair. Child, look, y'all know I had the hair, you know. My hair then broke off and got so thin and so fragile. I couldn't walk. I couldn't see. Oh, my gosh. I feel like they was crawling all over me. Still, sometimes I do just a little bit. Because I had a histamine imbalance. I got fungus and mold all up in my system. Yeah, it just changed my skin color, rashes, everything all over my body. Doctor after doctor after doctor. I've been putting all that out there in pieces for you. Yeah, it's just a touch of jet. That's all over at My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. But, you know, I also been doing other things, too. Like, oh, my gosh, my app made app of the day. In the app store, that was so thorough and so wise. My son just turned 27 on March the 27th. Oh my gosh, my daughter. Shout out to her, Iman, the blonde shell blonde. Yes, you know what? She got her NAMI beauty stuff out. I'm going to be putting that out there in pieces for you. My clothing line, everything. I just been dropping dimes like bow, 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 bow. Because this is just a touch of J, like I say. You know, I got to put things out there in peace for you. And then look, I'm going to have to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can do what it is that I do, baby, and shine bright like a diamond. Because I need to talk to y'all about making love in V's kitchen. Yeah, I've been making love in V's kitchen. Now look, it really ain't V's kitchen, but you know, it's, you know, my kitchen. at the hotel, baby. This is just such a day. But I've been doing my little one too. And then I also been sharing footage of things that I did last year. Okay, like my black bean chocolate mousse. Yeah, I just dropped a dime on y'all last week and this week. And you know what else I did? My peach cornbread pie. Yes, a new rendition of both of those recipes. So make sure y'all check that out. I dropped a recipe on Making Love in V's Kitchen on Instagram, and I never do that. And Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the cookbook of love on Facebook. I never put it out there in pieces for y'all like that. I always make y'all go to the app. But I said, you know what? Why not? This is just such a J. Gotta put them pieces out there for them. So look, now make sure y'all check that out, because I'm skating on over to the other left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond, because mama gotta tell y'all a story. I got a story to tell like Biggie. I don't know, I gotta drop a dime on y'all. But before I do, just a touch of Jay's fitness. Now look, I told y'all I got these TRX bands and things like that, because I've been trying to work out, you know, a little something, you know, because y'all know I had the kidney problem. Yeah, child, my kidney function had dropped down. Oh, that's over there. My name is RNI76 on Instagram, baby, too. Okay, I had some issues with that, and I was messed up, but look, they back to normal now. Okay, everything is functioning the way it's supposed to function. So, been doing push-ups. Yeah, been doing push-ups, little moderated exercises, you know, just trying to do what it is that I do, baby. All right, and working on this clothing and new things for y'all one day at a time. And this is Just a Touch of J. Just make sure y'all keep paying attention to Just a Touch of J's fitness, okay? And the fit tips, because they're on the mobile app and everything. And speaking of the mobile app, let's talk about that. Yes, getting revamped, so y'all going to be able to check like a calendar that I got. Yes. And y'all going to be able to see all the pieces on the calendar. Also, y'all be able to give me y'all information if y'all want email address and stuff like that, so I can drop a dime on y'all, giving away some free things. So I can shine bright like a diamond, and I want you to shine bright like a diamond too. Okay, so y'all will see that. We also did some other things. Now y'all can actually look at my videos again. On the Making Love icon, just click the Making Love icon on the Just a Touch of J app, and you'll be able to see the videos. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. Just a Touch of J app been popping like popcorn. But you know what else been popping like popcorn? My podcast, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Listen, okay, the numbers, the ratings. Okay, y'all are Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh, like, yo, every time I turn around, it's like going up like thousands and stuff. It is kind of like scary, because I know that God is like elevating me, and he getting ready to put me out here in pieces for y'all. And I'm like this, oh my God. You know, I'm sharing my testimony and everything. I've got the chills talking about it right now. Let me stop talking about it, okay? But y'all got Just a Touch of J podcast popping. We are on episode 332. Yeah, third series. Yeah, we've been rocking down for about 3 years. And I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you, baby. So look, make sure you check that out. It's on the Just a Touch of J app, over 30 streaming networks worldwide. All these countries, over 100 countries, being translated into different languages. Child, Google myself the other day. Y'all need to Google Just a Touch of J, J-U-S-T-A, okay? T-O-U-C-H-O-F underscore letter J. Yes. I need to Google that, because I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Now look, the last thing. Well, it's not the last thing. Almost the last thing that I'm going to talk to y'all about is the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Now look, I haven't said too much about that, because I kind of been, you know, chilling with them pieces. You know, they secret pieces, you know. Because I was telling y'all about it for a while. Then I dropped the papers out there like, bow. Okay, but the Just a Touch of J cannabis papers for all my people out there, you know, to do what it is that you do, okay, legally, because it's Just a Touch of J, baby. I put it out there in pieces for you. Y'all can purchase my rolling papers. Yeah, I got my own cannabis rolling papers, King Slim, okay, magnetic booklet, you know, smooth, you know, slow burning smoothness, okay, yes, and all you need. It's Just a Touch of the J, and that's what they're called. And make sure y'all check out my song. All you need is just a touch of the J, touch of the J, touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Make sure y'all checking that out, and it's in my link tree and all of my bios. Okay, so make sure y'all go ahead and y'all get that. Y'all can purchase them. They throw their wise, you personal fitness stuff up in there, everything. Okay, my link tree. All right, now look, the last thing that I want to talk to y'all about is. Beat Break Radio. Do y'all know I just did the morning show taping? Okay, now I put that out there in peace for y'all on that live video I did. I did a live video. It's on my name, RONI76, on Instagram. Also, all over social media. Just check it out. My live video, right? Just put it out there, like Easter, okay? Check it out. I'm talking about how we did the Beat Break Morning Show. Now, I have co-hosted the Beat Break Morning Show twice. Been on there, got interviewed once, and also been guest. But this one, we were talking about something crazy, child. Chris Rock did this little skit, and we were talking about how women don't like good guys. And if you go over to Beat Break Radio, they got me out there putting all the pieces out there for you. Give them my opinion, yeah, about, you know, why I think that women don't like good guys, right? And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there pieces for you because I had to let you know how I feel about that, okay? Now, also, I'm letting y'all know the hottest entertainment segment of the week is popping like popcorn, baby. It's called the 411 Wire. Yeah, they got me doing that on Beat Break Radio every top of the hour. So make sure y'all check that out. And the Just a Touch of J show at 12 a.m. midnight. All right, now look, that's Just a Touch of J, okay? I just had to put all them pieces out there for you. Check it out. Look at it. I got a lot going on. It's everywhere. Google Just a Touch of J. Follow me on all social media networks, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, 5 Facebooks, 5 Instagrams. I'm putting it out there for you. Check out them pieces. All right, now look. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. I got to drop a dime on y'all. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting up here. I'm in a hotel. And I'm like, okay, it's Poppin' Podcast Thursdays, God. I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. I'm like this. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? You know, because sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know if I'm going to put, you know, an old episode out or, you know, revamp something. You know, I don't know. So I'm sitting up here, you know, and I told y'all I like to watch my pastors. You know, I don't really watch TV. That's just like the cooking channel or something like that. Like, I don't get down like that. You know, and I haven't been for years. So I'm sitting up here and I'm looking at Michael Todd. Shout out to you, Michael Todd. You listening, because you never know who listening to you at Transformation Church. So he's talking about the gift of forgiveness and how to forgive. Now, I just want to be transparent with y'all. He starts talking about how you be upset and a lot of times you want to say the word F you to people. So he got everybody saying F you, F you, F you, but it was all about forgiveness, all right? He, you know, he has an amazing way of putting a spin on things. So as he's talking about forgiveness, he says, to whom much is given, much is required. And he's basically talking about the same measure that you give out is what's going to be given back to you. So look, let me go ahead. I had to take a screenshot of the passage. I went ahead and I looked up the scripture. Let me go ahead and get there. Let me go ahead and get there so I can shine bright like a diamond and do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. I'm cracking myself up when I say that, y'all. Look, anyway, I actually said on my live video and I was looking at myself when I said it. I was like, I'm so crazy to shout out. But anyway, look, this is what it says, right? Give, okay, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, that's the part that kind of got me. Okay, y'all, I got to be transparent. For the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So he starts talking about, you know, how you do people. It's going to come back to you like that. And I was like this. Oh, my gosh. So I start thinking, right? And y'all know what happens when I start thinking. I said, oh, my gosh. That explains why things used to happen to me. You know, he starts talking about how when you do people a certain type of way, you know, it come back to you like that sometimes. That's how God do you. I said, wait a minute. Hold on, right? So I was talking about this with God, and you know, he dropped a dime on me. And God said, you know how you used to just throw people away when they didn't, you know, go ahead and do what it is that you wanted them to do? You know, you would just dismiss them and go on with your life, block them. You know, y'all, I used to be blocking them on Instagram, blocking them on everything. Like, man, I don't got no time for this. You know, I block them. And then y'all out there doing that. Like, when somebody pissed you off, you know, because you wouldn't think about forgiveness. You just like, you know what, psst, I don't got time for this. I'm thorough, I'm wise, you know. You see yourself, you know, you know, a little bit higher than you should. You know, sometimes, you know, and you like, I don't got time for this. You know, not like when you got to block them because, you know, they're harassing you and stuff like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your heart, your intentions. You know, it's just because you didn't get your way. And, you know, God, he was dealing with me. He was talking to me. He was like, you know, remember when you used to be doing stuff like that? And I said, yeah. Then he said, you know, and remember when I let some people do that to you? And I said, yeah. He said, you know, you didn't like that, did you? I said, mm-mm. He said, that's what we're talking about right now. That's what Michael Todd talking about. I said, oh, my gosh, no. No. So the same measure. Okay? The same measure that I was putting out there, God giving back to me. And this is just a touch there, baby. I got to be transparent. You know, I got to put that out there in pieces for you. I did some things, and then they came back around, and they were done to me the same way. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, y'all like, wait a minute. Like, you know, deep down inside, like, come on. Put your little pride to the side. Think about it. You know, you done did some things, like block people and stuff like that, but somebody block you, you don't like it. Child, somebody be done with you and just dismiss you, like, you know, going over to the next, you know, because they don't got time for it. And then you got to sit back and you got to be like, you know what? I did that to people too. How did that make you feel? It made me feel horrible. It really did. I was like, oh my gosh, like, dang, I didn't mean nothing to you, you know? But I wasn't thinking that when I was doing it. I was just thinking about me not getting my way. So anyway, look. As I'm thinking about me not getting my way, and God's like, you know, let me know. But you're not like that no more. I'm like, thank God, you know, I ain't like that no more. Okay? I got a heart. I understand now. You know, that was me being very, very selfish. That was me just wanting it my way. It had to do with control. But see, I learned how to let God control things, and I don't have to do that no more. But when you're in control, okay, and you want to be in more, you want to have more control, when things are out of control and you want to have that control, what you do is when they're out of control, you try to control it by doing stuff like that. Dismissing, not caring, you know, any of y'all out there going through that. So look, this is where I'm getting at with this whole thing, okay? Because I had to put that out there in peace for you. Let you know I did it too. You know, I did it too in a lot of situations, okay? But what he was saying is that, you know, if things are going wrong in your life, you might want to look at why. And I started to think, and I said, you know, it's a lot of people out here that's messed up. Like, they out here probably just doing stuff like that. Like, dealing with people wrong, and then they don't understand why their life is so messed up. Because you keep dealing with people wrong. Perhaps. I mean, I don't know. This just touched that, baby. I'm just saying, the same measure that you do it, it's going to be given back to you. I'm just saying, okay? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, things are just going wrong. You don't know why. Maybe. Could be. Because of how you did other people. You know, maybe you want somebody to talk to you, right? But they don't want to talk to you. You know, you want them to forgive you, but they don't want to forgive you. Did you forgive people? Are you holding on to something right now? Maybe you didn't want your employee to lie to you. But you out here lying to your employees. I'm just saying, y'all just touching it, baby. Or your spouse. Oh my gosh. Like, you out here and you doing that trickery on your spouse. But then when your spouse do some trickery on you, you like, wait a minute, hold on. Now I'm ready to knock your head off. You know, like if you a guy out there and you know you got a couple women and everything on the side, you keep getting caught. You know, because you out here doing what it is that you do. You just keep on getting all messed up. Then when somebody do it to you, you don't like it. You know, your little feelings all hurt. You all crying and everything. You know, I'm just saying. You know, let me go back to the scripture. let me get there. Let me tell you what it says. It says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Like poured into your lap. Shaking together and running all over. The good, if it's good, or the bad. That's a lot. Oh, my God. This is just a touch of it, baby. I actually started to sit back and I started thinking like, oh, my gosh, all these things that I did to people. You know, and I'm like saying to myself, you know, favor of God has been real good on me. Like, it's been real good. Like, yo, I got to be transparent. I couldn't even, look, I'm going from making thousands and thousands of dollars a week. I'm talking about cloud. Every time I turn around, cake. Cash just dropping out of the sky. Like, I'm like, this day. And it's still like that. But now it's because God's giving it to me. It's not because I'm out there earning it. It's not because I'm out there trying to get it myself. Like God made it so I had no help at all. And then he just started giving people things to provide for me. I ain't have to pay for hotel rooms. People just like paying for my room and all type of stuff, y'all. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm telling you, the same message that you give is going to be given back to you. Good and the bad. So if you out there, you're getting a lot of good things coming to you. You need to start thinking, like, you know, I must be doing something right. You must have did something right. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You reap what you sow. That's it. That's what this podcast is basically about. You reap what you sow. Some of y'all don't want that, though. No. You don't want to reap what you sow. You just want to sow. You don't want the reaping from it. Sometimes it could be good. Sometimes it could be bad. You don't want it. You just want to sow. And I guess that's a good thing if you're just sowing because, you know, it's good. You ain't worried about that. But if it's bad, you're putting bad out there and you don't want the bad, it's coming. Because you know what God said? I am not mocked. You will reap what you sow. So, when he was talking about forgiveness, he wrapped it all up and he basically was saying, that's why you got to forgive. Because forgiveness keeps you in bondage of the reaping and the sowing. You in bondage. Any of y'all out there in bondage? Like, you just messed up. You know, you like, oh my gosh, I can't get up out of this thing. Because you reaping what you've sown. This is just a touch of J, baby. Little bit of me. All of God. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. You got to be careful. Because the same measure that you put stuff out there, it's going to come back to you the same way. So when y'all hear me out here talking about I'm shining bright like a diamond, and I'm telling you I got the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, and I got the Just a Touch of J fitness thing popping, and I got this popping like popcorn, and the podcast popping like popcorn, and people just paying for my hotel, and you know, things like that. All this stuff just going in my favor. Y'all, you just do not understand. Like, it's going to be in the book, but you just don't understand the favor that's on my life. I'm like, wow, I'm reaping what I've sown. I used to do so many good things to people. They ask me for money, I give it to them, they don't pay me back. And we ain't talking about no 100, we talking about 300, 400, 500. People dropping me dimes like, oh, you know what? God told me to send you to 600. I'm like, huh? Wait a minute, hold on. I never even met you before. You know, the hotel people are like, oh, you know, don't even worry about that, you know, because you overpaid. I'm like, what? I did? You know, God, like, be quiet. I got this. You reaping what you sow. You know, they like, you know what, Jill, you know what, you know, take a week off the 411 Wire. We want you to be a guest on the morning show. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. We want you to be on there. Oh, I'm reaping what I've sown. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, my kids like, mommy, don't worry about it. I pay for your hotel room for the next couple days. I'm like, what? I'm reaping what I've sown. You know, people calling me up like, you know what? Close your eyes. I just want to pray for you. I'm like, oh my gosh, I pray for people. I'm reaping what I've sown. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. If your life is out of order, you might be reaping what you've sown. If your life is going good, you might be reaping what you've sown. I just had to sit back for a second and take a look at it. I said, oh my gosh, I'm sitting up here like praising God, like, oh my gosh, I'm out of the house. You know, I'm not that sick anymore. You know, my hair is coming back. My skin is clearing up. You know, I'm gaining weight. I want to hurt and gain more weight. God, like, you know, we got to clean your system up, you know, but I'm reaping what I've sown. Just the little things. Oh my gosh, God is making a way for me. And if he's out there doing it for you, understand. Might really be because you reaping what you sow. And like I said, if your life is, you know, all out of order, you might want to check yourself because you might be out here wrecking yourself. Make sure y'all check out that podcast too. Okay, it's Just a Touch of J, you know, way, 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 way back. I might, you know, drop a dime on you with it again, but it's thorough and it's wise, but you got to watch it. Okay, that's all. Because it's like I said, right? You know what the scripture says. And that's Luke. I'm sorry, I didn't tell y'all. Luke 6:38. So you go ahead. You can check the pieces out for yourself. Okay? Give and it will be given to you. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. All right? So shout out to you if you out there and you reaping all that goodness. And if you out here and you going through something, you might want to, you know, fall down on them knees and ask God to help you see the things that you're doing. Because I'm telling you, the same measure that you put out there to other people, if you're treating somebody bad right now, or you just being mean to them for no reason and they nice to you or whatever it is, or if you out here trying to go ahead and do how I used to do them, throw them away when you don't got no time for them, and you know, all this type of stuff, oh, it's coming. Promise you, I got mine. I know. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to tell you the truth. You going to reap what you sow, good and bad. All right? So look, I'm up out of here, man. Okay? I just had to drop a dime in y'all because I was really sitting here like, what am I going to talk to them about? And I'm like, oh. And God said, you remember how you used to do? I used to love them and leave them. Oh my gosh, that's what I used to do. Use and abuse them till I lay eyes on you. Okay? It was definitely pain before pleasure. Okay, look, you was dealing with me? Please. All right, look, I'm just saying. You gotta watch yourself. All right? So look, I'm up out of here, man. How y'all want me to end this, huh? Y'all want me to go ahead and do with my Janet Jackson Barry White voice? All right, you ready? Who is this? Wait, that was kind of corny. Let me see if I can get it together. Let me see. Let me sip on some of this water. Hold on. Ain't nothing like some good water. Wish y'all get that tea. Because I was telling y'all about that tea, you know, then, you know, had some stuff go down. Okay, but look. Just a touch of J, baby, okay? Let me go ahead and let me end this thing. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there pieces for you. So no. What is the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here, moving to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can say, brain, like a diamond is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. No, please don't. Mm-mm. We ain't doing that. Don't. Oh my gosh, please don't. And don't let yourself make you feel like you ain't wise. Don't do it to yourself, because you out here, you ain't reaping good stuff. Might be because you was out here trying to make people feel like they weren't thorough and wise or something. I mean, I don't know. Okay, if you out here, you doing it, then you are doing number two of the thing that I tell you. You are shining on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You know, y'all out there shining bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Rihanna, if you listening, girl. Woo, shining bright like a diamond. Yes. And shining bright like a diamond. Y'all out there shining bright like a diamond? I hope so. Yeah, now look. What's the last thing? This is how you know when the enemy start getting to you. I blame everything on the enemy, y'all. Especially on recording podcasts, my throat start getting choked up. Like with Sarah Jakes Roberts, she be preaching and giving y'all that goodness. And she be like, she be like coughing and everything. Like, the devil was trying to get my voice. I knew I had to come to war. Look, it be like that. Okay, look. But the last thing that I tell y'all is spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And it's just a touch of J. I got to put that out there in pieces for you. You got to spread love. Because you reap what you sow. Man, the same measure you pour that thing out is going to come back to you. That's why I'm always getting all that love.
Y'all see why people love me? And I tell them, y'all go through any of my comments on anything I got going on. I'm always telling everybody that I love them. And I always get love back in return. I'm always there for people. And I always get it back in return. And I got to be honest with you. Oh, the enemy, he don't want me to get this out. I got to be honest with you, because when I was going through it, he was trying to attack my mind. You don't got nobody, ain't nobody here for you. You know, he kept trying to make me feel like I didn't have nothing. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like literally, like you kind of going through like a little mental struggle. Like my heart was feeling like it was troubled. Like, oh my God, I'm going through this by myself. And it was people that were saying they was going to be there and they wasn't there. Oh my gosh, some pieces was crazy. Okay? Because he'll try to make you feel like that. But, you know, God was like, no, you've always given love. It's coming back. And it did. Okay, that's why I tell y'all, spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. All right, give the love so it's given back to you. All right, so look, let me do a recap real quick, okay? The quick recap was just basically, watch what you out here doing, man. Okay, please. You got to watch it, because the same measure that you putting stuff out there is coming back. Okay, good or bad, you going to get it. Okay, and if you out here and you wondering why your life all jacked up and things ain't going the way they're supposed to go, might be because you are reaping what you've sown. You know, currently going through whatever it is you going through, the battlefield of the mind, the heart, the spirit. I don't know what you got going on, but you know, you need to check yourself. Dang, I done did some other people. You know, you really need to sit down and really look at yourself and what you put out there, because you reap what you sow. Okay, the same measure that you put out there, you get it back. If you're going through something in your relationship, now I know sometimes, look, it's not like that. You know, sometimes it's just, dang on, man. People just don't know how to act, okay? But I'm talking about, like, you know if you ain't right, you reaping what you sow. And if you out there, you going through this goodness, you like, you and your winter season, you like, you know what? Yo, I need you to pat yourself on the back, because you reaping what you sow. Some area, somewhere out there. You reaping what you sown. That's all this was about. And forgiveness. You know, I already talked to y'all about forgiveness twice, so I didn't want to make it about forgiveness. But forgiveness, though, you got to forgive. So that way you ain't in bondage. You know, when you get in that bondage, man, look, you can reap what you sow with that, too. All right, so look, I'm up out of here. You know, I ain't going to keep on going on, you know, because this is just a touch of you, baby. I just got to put it out there, pieces for you. That's it. I can't give you too much. Just a touch. Just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Yeah, I don't know what he's saying. Yeah, I think I'm gonna play that song after this. I don't know, but I do want to tell y'all to make sure y'all try the black bean chocolate mousse. Yeah, make sure y'all check that out. It's just so thorough and so wise. It's only like 5 ingredients, and you might be like, Jay, look, beans, black beans. Look, listen to me, okay? This just a touch of Jay. I know what I'm talking about. I'll put it out there in pieces for you. All right. I ain't get Food Network and all these people out here. I want to put on Black Chef Network and all this stuff. Don't got no type of, you know, look. Knowledge of half of these chefs is out here, but I'm putting it out there in pieces for them. Okay. I think I know something, you know, when it comes to cooking. God be telling me about these recipes, and I just go ahead and I just make them. All right, so make sure y'all check out that black bean chocolate mousse. It's on the Just a Touch of Jay app. Like I said, the recipe. Also on Veronica's Eyes and Making Love in the Kitchen. And also on, that's on Facebook, and Making Love in V's Kitchen on Instagram. I put it out there for y'all. Let me know. Call in, write in. Do what it is that you do, baby. And let me know, because I know you love it. I put it out there last year, right? But this one, I added a secret ingredient. And you got to go ahead, because it kicks it up a notch. It makes it like spicy. Like, it's crazy. Who would have known that chocolate goes good with beans and cayenne pepper? And curry too, y'all. Because this is just a touch of Jay. Oh no, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So look, I'm a body here, right? Gave y'all the recap. Do something else out there. This is podcast popping Thursdays, popping podcast Thursdays, whatever. All right, I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you, and I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. Hey, when I got something else to say. All right, make sure y'all listen to the song, okay? Day up next. I love my babies. I love y'all, man. Thank you for praying for me. I'm so thorough, so wise.
All right? Bye. Hey, y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and reach over down on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen. My food thing. Oh my gosh.
Y'all like it when I do it like that, Lizzie.
This is just a touch of the chest.
And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chest. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with Just a Touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, man.
This is just
Touch of J.
Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. You know you're fine, right?
keep checking that out over at Making Love Against Kitchen. Cause there's some new people that's coming to y'all. Yeah. I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of J, right? I'm just trying to put it all like in pieces for you, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.